So we are in a good season as a body of Christ. I feel like I said it before. I remember saying it last time. This place is an eagle's nest. Amen. There's people who, and I'm going to say this. I'm just going to prophesy it and then finally get to where I think I want to go. Haggai 1:14, it says, "So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, stirred up the spirit of Joshua, and stirred up the spirit of the remnant of the people, and they all came." I want you to know that in this city, that's from Haggai 1:14. And I want you to know that when I was driving in here, I felt the spirit of stirring to stir up people that have disconnected themselves to be connected again. There are people in the valley here in the Henry County region. They're prophets and apostles. For whatever reason, have lost, you know, maybe their drive, their passion, something happened. And then they went to the water brooks to be refreshed and stirred up again. And now they need to come back and be reconnected to the body of Christ. Are you ready for them? Are you ready for them? Because they're coming, but they're going to come with so much power, so much in them, because they are totally a brand new people. And the word stirred up is connected to the word Genesis chapter 1, where the Holy Spirit was hovering or moving over the waters. It's the word stirred up. And it's the same exact word that's in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, and Haggai chapter 1, verse 14, where the Holy Spirit is stirring, hovering over hearts and stirring us, fluttering over our hearts. I don't have a lot of time to explain this because I told Pastor John, I says, man, I do need a Sunday night here too. You know what I mean? Because I love to build something. But anyway, so the Lord is stirring hearts right now. He's hovering. And the word stirred up is the word agitated. Anybody been feeling agitated lately? Okay, thank you. Well, that's true. So, you know, you could get agitated by the news and watch people believe a lie. I can't believe, I mean, it's just like, how naive can a nation become through saying a lie and they believe it? It's just so, I'm just mind boggled over that. I'm kind of a little bit perplexed about how nearly an entire nation could be so divided because of a lie. And so God is now stirring into the hearts of God's people, us. And the word stirred heart to me, it's like the mallard ducks. When the mallard ducks, they lay about 10 eggs, you know, at a time. Then they lay on those eggs for about a month. But they lay so dormant, so comatose look, that you could actually walk right past them because they are just frozen. And they're blended in well within the weeds, that they're just like in a state of being still. And most of us will probably be walking past a mallard duck that's laying eggs, because that's how decoyed they become and they lay still. But there's a point where the mallard duck starts to get stirred. What happens is, out of that state, suddenly will rise up over its eggs and begin to violently, looks violent, but it's with care, agitate itself, flutter, and shake over those eggs, because life is about to come. And then it's giving the perfect temperature for those eggs to hatch. It will flutter and shake. Well, that's what the word stirred up means. The word stirred up means the Holy Spirit is fluttering and shaking over hearts. Come on, say amen, you guys, right? And so I'm excited about that.